We are joined by, I don't see his name.
It's Troy Townsend.
There it is, right there, Troy Townsend.
And he's got the Maverick flying car.
LSA. And this really does look like a flying car.
It really does.
But it has no wing.
No,
it's a stealth flying car.
It's a parachute.
Oh.
Uh-huh, that big fluffy thing overhead.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Troy. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Troy, this is very interesting. How did you get this car up here?
Well, we drove it from our home airport in Florida, near Ocala, in Dinellon, Florida. We drove it over 1,400 miles here.
Oh, my goodness.
Under its own power. And it was a proving ground for us and our engineers, but also to prove to possible interest that, hey, this is a durable ground drive system.
What was the inspiration for this vehicle?
Exactly.
This vehicle was designed from our founder of our organization, Steve Saint, for the lower Amazon and indigenous areas, for when the road ends. You may have to go hike 6 more days in the jungle to find the settlements, and the only way you can get in there is to fly. So this machine was designed to drive as far as you can and then be able to fly over the rivers or the canopy of the jungle, and to also create a very simple aircraft to teach leaders in those settlements how to fly and drive for themselves.
Very interesting. One of the things that I saw on the website, it was a review of it. I didn't actually was unable to find the website, but we'll fix that.
Okay.
The review said that it floats.
Well, it is float capable.
Float capable.
Right now, just because we're trying to get it under LSA rules, the only way we can make it float capable is to pull the wheels and actually have it would be a water-based vehicle on the water.
So you would replace the wheels with floats?
That's correct.
Well, that would work.
And then you could either be a fan boat or a powered parachute type vehicle.
You're not worried about washing out the ignition or your passengers getting wet or anything like that?
No, we have a fully zipped up canvas cover. Just imagine like a Jeep cover that is fully
the whole car's wrapped in that.
Protect you from the elements. And it's actually like a sunbrella boat material is the covering. So okay. It's very, very waterproof.
Now, the car's a bit of a hot rod. It has a Subaru 2.2 liter engine.
It's got the Subaru EJ22 engine. And it, I think our highest speed up here from Florida was 95 miles an hour on the interstate.
Whoa.
And we kept it highway speeds,
around
70-75 maintained all the way up here.
Well, how much fuel can you carry?
We can carry 14 gallons of fuel, 14
gallons.
Well,
that's a respectable range as a car.
All right, here's a dumb question, but just out of curiosity, what kind of gas mileage were you getting out
of
this?
Well, we actually measured that on the way up. We got right at 25 miles per gallon coming up, and that's with the propeller on. We just tie it off because it's in neutral when it's in ground drive. If you pull the propeller, which just takes about 2 minutes, you'll get about 3 or 4 more miles per gallon.
But that's still not bad, 25?
No, that's very respectable. Since the engine's carbureted, it's not injected.
Yes.
Very interesting. Now, while you're buzzing along, say, in the outback, and all of a sudden you got to cross a river and you don't have the floats or a boat or any other way of getting across, how long does it take you to convert this thing to its aircraft configuration?
Well, if you're experienced at it and you've done it 100 times like I have, you can do it in about 5 minutes. You can go from flying to driving.
Well, so it's not quite like James Bond. We can't jump off a cliff and then pull a lever while we're falling and have this thing pop out.
It hasn't quite gotten to that level yet.
But
we are we do have dreams of the easy button.
Yes, exactly. Oh no, it's Pepe's escape.
So now,
that's right.
When you go to fly this thing, what kind of a license do you need to fly this?
To fly this, you need a light sport powered parachute license.
That's it?
That's it.
Even though it's like a four-place powered parachute.
Well, this one here, we have one seat belt in the back seat, so legally you're only supposed to fly it with one passenger as an SLSA.
Okay.
Well, that's okay, but when you're outside of this country in the outback, I guess anything goes.
That's correct.
How much weight can you carry, useful load?
Our useful load is around 450 pounds, and that's with a hopeful exemption from ASTM to get a ground drivable 110-pound weight exemption.
Okay.
Well, that's not bad.
No, that's pretty respectable.
It's got some that would definitely have some good applications.
We're always in that tension between flying and driving and making it durable on the road, plus light enough to fly. And this is a car first. I mean, this is a rail car, a dune buggy. It'll go through the dirt. It'll go on the highway.
Yeah, I watched them doing donuts and things and hopping sand dunes in their video.
It has to be pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah. It looks like we could have some fun with that out in the campground right now. I know some good mud bugs.
The basic structure of this, what are you using for the frame on this thing?
The basic structure is all welded chromoly 4130 steel.
Best you can get. Not bad. Mm-hmm. Safety features. What kind of safety features do you have in this thing?
Safety features, we've designed a crush sheet, and the front end is a crush front end. Seat belts, and we have very, very long throw suspension. In test flying, I've dead sticked it in at 200 feet, basically shut the engine off, no flare on landing, let it hit the ground. And the only thing that happened is it rolled, we had our soft pressure tires on, it rolled one of the tires off of the rim. But I was fine, the suspension handled it. So say something happens in the air and you just let go of everything and the engine quits, you will just float down and hit the ground and it's survivable.
Well, that's one of the beauties of having the parachute on this thing. Even if the engine quits, you're just going to land. Right.
That's the part he forgot. That's the major safety feature. It comes with a parachute.
Comes with a parachute, exactly.
Your parachute is your wing.
There you go. Now, what is your forward cruise speed?
Our forward cruise speed in flight is 40 miles an hour, 42
miles
an
hour. That's actually pretty fast for a powered parachute.
That's right. It's heavily loaded, and we got a big wing, but that was our goal speed. You know, most powered parachutes are 27 miles an hour. We wanted just a little bit more, so we designed it in that way.
So you're able to cover some distance in the air and on the ground on this thing without really sweating anything.
That's right. 40 miles an hour is a comfortable feeling for landing and taking off, as it is pretty much a constant speed vehicle.
That's right, because you would advance the throttle to climb and to descend. You just pull the power back. Your speed is going to stay the same no matter
right.
what.
I'm going to assume that you're not really concerned with service ceiling. Because it's not what it's designed for.
It's not designed for that. You know, under SLSA, we can go up to 10,000 feet. But the joy of this thing is flying at 500 feet off the ground or 20 feet off the ground.
Just knocking the trees over.
You know, cruising the rivers, cruising fence lines, stuff like that.
Well, I was going to say, what's the highest altitude you've had this thing up to?
This actual machine right here, we've only had it about 2,500 feet.
That's respectable.
Uh-huh. Oh, sure.
Other powered parachutes. You know, I've taken up to about 9,000, but you're flying backwards about 30 miles an hour. So
exactly.
It's not that fun.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I can imagine. Now, one of the things that that crossed my mind is that, the government, whenever somebody comes out with a new car, the government requires crash testing. Mm-hmm. How are you guys getting around this?
Well, this vehicle is licensed as a kit car. Or some states call them assembled from parts. Most states somehow allow a kit car, and that's what we've licensed this other. There's a few states that may not allow kit car, and we have a three-wheeler option. It's a convertible, and then you can license it as a motorcycle.
What's your takeoff distance?
Our takeoff distance, fully loaded, is about 300 feet.
Football so I could field. Like drive this thing to work, come out of the parking lot, pop the parachute out, vroom, take off.
One person in the front seat, 150, 175 feet, can get off the ground.
Wow. Nice. Now, you're obviously planning on selling these. What is your projected price? Do you have one yet?
You know, we are looking to build 10 of these over the next year, and our projected price is $79,000.
For a Bush machine, that's really probably not all that bad.
That isn't bad at all, considering the flexibility of the machine, too.
Right. I'm wondering, when you guys took this to the state of Florida to prepare to register it, did they look at you and scratch their heads and go, what is this?
You know, on the ground or in the air?
Well, both.
I mean, on the ground, it was incredibly easy. We pull up to the DMV, and they give you a VIN number, and you go. Now, the Orlando Mido, has been a challenge.
I figures the flying part would be the headache.
But we're getting through it, and we're almost through it, and it's a little more than just a regular powered parachute, and they know that, and we're getting there with them.
Yeah. Well, Troy, what's the website to check this out?
The website is mavericklsa.com.
And where are you guys here at Air Venture?
We are with the Zenith Aircraft booth.
Okay. And that would be near what?
That is near the Home Builders Cafe.
On the way up to the close 40.
Close to the forums. Right. Close to
okay.
the forums.
We'll have to go over there and take a look
and
at this.
And we have blogs of our whole trek up here on there and video. And then get on the website and see us flying and driving and all those types of things.
Sounds like fun. I'll have to go check it out.
Will you, I guess you really can't even deploy the parachute to show what it looks like.
We can. We could. You know,
if
somebody wants to see that. We're flying a big banner flag up on our mast right now.
Oh.
And the space is kind of tight. You know, that wing's about 38 feet.
That's a big wing.
I was going to say, do you have any plans on flying this here at Oshkosh in later years?
Definitely. We would fly it this year if it was fully SLSA certified. They're just a little nervous about letting us fly this one here because this particular one only has 20 hours of flight time on it.
Well, that's understandable.
Well, next year it'll have a lot more when it comes back.
That's right.
We'll look forward to seeing it.
All right. Well, thank you for coming over.
Thank you, guys.
Troy Townsend with the Maverick Flying Car. It's mavericklsa.com, their website. And I'm Fast Eddie.
This is Digital Dave.
And
this is EAA Radio.